This is the Monolith Money Show podcast with Jeff Mitchell and Camille Butterfield of Monolith Financial Group. If you have questions about anything you hear on the podcast, go to their website at monolithfinancial.com. Hello, Jeff and Camille.
Well, hello, Luann. It's always fun to be doing these radio. And today's kind of an interesting topic that we are talking with our clients all the time about is, do we stay or do we go now?
Sounds like a song. Should I stay or should I go?
Yep.
I'm pretty sure there's some lyrics in there that we all kind of know. And we're probably all going, what is that song? Yeah. How does that chorus go? Yeah. Well, I'm excited. And thank you to all of our listeners for tuning in. Welcome again to the Monolith Money Show. I am Camille Butterfield. And today we're going to be answering some of these common questions. Where do you plan to live in retirement? Will you stay in your current home or will you downsize? Will you inherit your house one day? Those are some big questions. So today we're going to be talking about the importance of finding those answers to help you feel more confident about your future. But before we dive in a little bit deeper, I of course want to give you our phone number. That is 916-884-2584. You can give us a call or you can also text the word visit to schedule a 15-minute phone call with us. Or, of course, you could text the word book and get a copy of my new book, Countdown to Retirement, A Fresh Perspective on Retirement Planning, to really help start and guide you through the retirement process or give you new ideas about what you should be thinking in your current stage of retirement. That number, once again, is 916-884-2584. And, of course, you can always go to our website, monolithfinancial.com.
Okay, well, let's go ahead and get started. We talk a lot on this show about ways to create income in retirement and how to manage our wealth. But here's the big question. How do you decide where you're going to live in retirement? That's probably one of the first things you need to figure out, right, Jeff?
Yeah, well, I can answer that because a lot has to do with family, right?
Yeah.
You know, and as we get older, Myself. We kind of follow our kids around, and especially when you start having grandchildren, and it's nice to be close by to them. Also, friends tend to move. And what happened to us is, you know, we bought a house out in South Carolina, and our very good friends came out here. And we're giving us a hard time about the, you know, the alligators and the water moccasins and, you know, all this stuff out here.
Yeah.
And sure enough, within about 6 months, they move out here.
Ooh, so I guess it wasn't that bad.
They want to be part of all that, I guess. So it's a situation where
you entice them.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, and one of their daughters and with two of their granddaughters moved to Tennessee. So they moved away from California. And then the other daughter moved out here from San Diego with them for a while and then moved to a city in Beaufort because she loved it out here. So it's interesting. Yes, yes. So I got to pick and choose who I invite to come out here because they may be living next door to me.
You got to watch out. That's so funny, though, to me. You know, you guys lived in California, one coast, and then now you're over here on the other opposite, totally opposite coast. Great weather on both sides. So I say you can't lose, you know.
Well, and it's challenging because Camille, our daughter, with a granddaughter who will be 3 in May, and now she's going to be having twin girls in
May. No. It's
cool.
You guys didn't tell me. Oh, Camille.
Yep, we are an all-girl household, obviously, except for my husband. Even the dog and the cat are both girls.
Oh.
And so there's a lot of makeup and hair and, you know,
clothes
in our future.
Okay, I want to get into this. It was a new study done by Freddie Mac. They say that about 70% of baby boomers plan to age in place, okay? They want to stay in their current home as long as they can. So, Camille, why don't you talk about why it's important to talk through plans like this, you know, that when you sit down with a couple, you're trying to help them create a financial strategy for retirement. Why is it important to talk about this?
Yeah, so aging in place is a great goal, but it's not just about staying in your home. It's making sure you can afford to stay there comfortably. So that's going to mean factoring in things like rising property taxes, potentially home maintenance costs, how your house is situated as you age too. You know, is it a one story? Is it a two story? Do you need to do any potential renovations to make the home safer as you age? And you also need to think about long-term care. So is somebody going to come into your home and care for you? Are you thinking about maybe moving out of the home for care? How is that going to be paid for? And that's why we talk through all the what-ifs when building a retirement plan, because the reality is aging in place isn't just a decision. It is actually a financial strategy too. If you don't have a plan, or you're going, I don't know if my plan has that in it, I'm going to encourage you, pick up the phone or write this number down, 916-884-2584, and text the word visit. Let's start talking about what your long-term plan is, whether that's in the house or potentially moving somewhere else. 916-884-2584.
And remember the website too, monolithfinancial.com. Some great information there. You can download some resources today. Just head to that website, monolithfinancial.com. Thank you for joining us. You're listening to the Monolith Money Show. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer here with Jeff and Camille, father-daughter legacy team at Monolith Financial Group. Well, I want to kind of go back to Freddie Mac says 75% of baby boomers who are homeowners are going to leave the proceeds from the sale of that home to their children or other family members when they pass away. So talk about that, Jeff, where that conversation fits into your dream retirement plan.
Well, and Luann, that really makes sense when the last question was that basically 70% plan to stay in their home.
Yeah.
So there's going to be a home left to the kids someday.
Right, right.
You know, I'm seeing less of that though recently. So a lot of times, you know, what'll happen is maybe a couple will end up going into assisted living together. And so they'll go ahead and sell that house and use those funds to help fund that assisted living. I was just talking to one of our single clients yesterday, and, you know, she really wants to stay in her home, but it's only her. And she doesn't cook meals herself really anymore. She doesn't clean the house herself anymore. And I kind of went through this with her and I said, you know, so let me ask you this. You don't want to leave your house, but if you had a place where they came and cleaned it and they cooked your meals every day and you got to go to your room if you wanted to just to have some peace and quiet, or you could go out and enjoy whatever's going on with the rest of the members of the household there, why wouldn't you? And she said, Jeff, I just don't want to leave my house. And I understand that because it's easier. And I don't know how I'm saying this, but if you're listening out there, it's easier to sit by yourself and not kind of recognize what's going on around you. It's just easier that you don't have to explain yourself to somebody. But I got to tell you, the clients that put themselves out there and move into assisted living, it is an amazing thing that we see, because now all of a sudden they're gaining weight again. They are actually getting friends and people, you know, that they can talk to. The sad point is, I got to say, for the ladies out there, about 3/4 of them are women in these places and only 1/4 are men. So, you know, but you have somebody that sit and have dinner with or have lunch with, or just sit around and read a book, or just sit around and do things with. Isolation is one of the hardest things when it gets down to just you and you and your house. And we really stress here at Monolith Financial Group to take a look at those assisted living. And it could be one of the greatest things that you do, especially when you're in a place that you could enjoy it more. So it's really about putting yourself in a good place that then you can enjoy these last years of your life.
Yeah, Jeff, a lot of times we hear from our clients or the family members and, you know, they were kind of pushing back on getting out of their house. But when they do, they're like, oh my gosh, I wish I did that sooner. So sometimes just kind of getting that second opinion, that second look, you know, taking a look at those areas is a great place to start. I know a lot of you are worried that you maybe haven't saved enough or that you won't even be able to retire. For most people, the biggest reason for that fear is not having a written plan. Without a plan, retirement can feel like a guessing game, and that's no way to live. So what we would love to do is have a conversation with you so we can start by mapping out your income strategy so you know exactly where your money is going to come from each month in retirement. Let's stress test your plan against the biggest risks like inflation, stock market downturn, healthcare costs, taxes, and we'll help build a strategy to keep up with those rising costs. If you're listening right now and don't have an income strategy in place, or if you're not sure whether your money is going to last, I'm going to invite you to call 916-884-2584 and let's start building your dream retirement plan so you can dream big and live confidently.
Thank you for listening today. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer here with Jeff and Camille, father-daughter legacy team, right here in Sacramento, helping people like you have remarkable retirements. So we know you guys get questions all the time at work or wherever, right? Even when you're out and about not working, I'm sure people find out what you're doing or what you do for a living, and then they want to kind of get some advice from you, right?
Most definitely, yes.
Well, we're giving free advice today here on the air, so we're going to get into our mailbag right now, bring up some common retirement questions that I'm sure most of our listeners have. So here's the first question. Jeff, I'll direct this one to you. This is from Angie, and she says, I've heard you mention that it makes sense to get a second opinion on your finances heading into retirement. What area or areas do you think I should be trying to check on?
All the areas. So, you know, it's really challenging because until I see, Angie, what you've done so far or what type of plan you have put together. But, you know, to name a couple right off the top is, well, you should check on your income strategy and how's your income going to play out over the rest of your life. Angie, I don't know if you're married or not. So how's your income going to play out if you have a spouse and one of you passes on? Taxes. How are your taxes part of your plan? Because they really are a big part of your plan. Medical. How are you going to pay for medical? Just yesterday, I was talking to a client, and she's really concerned about her medical expenses because she's gotten to that point where she's having trouble doing two of the six active daily living functions. Mm-hmm. So she forgot that she has a plan where part of her income will double because she can't do it. So she's going to go from $25,000 to $50,000 coming in to help her out. Legacy planning, you know, how are you going to pass this on? Like Camille says, there's only a couple people that can get your money. And one that most people don't want is the IRS. They really don't want the IRS to get their money. So you've only got two other choices there. Either you're going to spend it or you're going to pass it on to either family or charities. And how do you do that with charitable giving? And is there ways of using charitable giving to reduce your taxes to increase your income? Wow. Think of that. That was a lot to be said, but those are the kind of things that we talk about with you. So Angie, come in and sit down with us, and we will go over those things, plus probably about 10 more that will be exciting for you. And what we're really big on is giving you the education to know what you're doing so you feel comfortable doing it.
Okay, next question as we are reaching into our mailbag is from Roy. If the money in Social Security is supposed to run out within 15 years, what would that mean for me? I'm on Social Security right now, and I'm hoping that it will still be here in 15 years. Do I need to start preparing for my benefits to stop? Camille, you get this.
Roy, that is a great question, Roy. So I've taken extensive classes and gotten certified as far as a national Social Security advisor because I think Social Security is really important. And this is a question that comes up a lot of time that a lot of people are worried about. The good news in your lifetime, Social Security isn't going to disappear, even if the trust fund runs low. There's still going to be money coming from it because workers are still paying into the system. But what really could happen is there could be a reduction in benefits. So right now they're saying that by 2035, payroll taxes would only be able to cover about 77% of promised benefits, meaning that you could see like a 23% cut if no adjustments are made. I run these scenarios all the time with people who come into our Social Security class. And I address this because it is a, you know, large concern. And I say, here's also why either maybe taking it earlier or not would make sense for you because of that cut. And that's why we talk about Social Security is a piece of the overall retirement puzzle. And for most people, it only covers about 40% of what they need coming in retirement. So what I'm going to say, Roy, if this is a concern of yours, let's have a chat. Let's discuss what this could mean for your retirement plan and see if there are some adjustments we could make to help you live a little bit more confidently in retirement, just in case that happens. So give me a call, 916-884-2584, and say, hey, I just need a review of my plan with Camille, and let's talk about the potential of having benefits cut. I look forward to talking to you, Roy.
All right. And again, that website is monolithfinancial.com, M-O-N-O-L-I-T-H, financial.com. And thank you for joining us. This is the Monolith Money Show. Today, we're digging into our Monolith Money mailbag, pulling out some questions for Jeff and Camille today. Here's another question. Camille, I'll direct this one to you. This is from Mike. He says, I saw an article the other day saying taxes can be one of your biggest expenses in retirement. How can that be right? If I'm not working anymore and I've cut back in so many areas, how would I still be paying so much in taxes?
Mike, this is a question I get a lot, and a lot of us still, you know, think of the saying, hey, you know, your taxes are going to be lower in retirement. What we consistently see is that's not true, because most retirees have saved the largest portion of their savings in that 100% tax deferred bucket, like IRAs, 401ks, things like that. So depending on how much you take out, your Social Security benefits could also become taxable. You could enter into higher Medicare Part B and D premiums. We call her Aunt Irma. And so it's really important to have that withdrawal strategy and understand how much taxes could you be paying. Is there something you could do about that? I worked with a client, we'll call him Jim. He thought his taxes were going to drop dramatically in retirement. So similar to you, but once he started withdrawing from his 401k, he also had a Social Security and a small pension. He realized that his taxable income was almost as high, if not higher, than when he was working. And I'm going to say, I see this a lot where we're looking at the same amount of income coming in, if not higher, because we want to keep up with our current living. And if we've only saved in those 100% taxable accounts, we really need to look at how taxes are going to affect yourself as far as, you know, not only federal and state taxes, if you have state taxes, but Medicare, Social Security taxes. So that's why we put a lot of emphasis on the tax efficient portion of your dream retirement plan. So we need to look at strategic Roth conversions, how we're withdrawing, and really make sure that we're looking at all avenues to potentially reduce your overall taxes to help you pay less to the IRS. So give me a call, 916-884-2584, and let's talk taxes.
One last question from Candace. She asks, what is a good time to review beneficiaries? My granddaughter is getting married soon, so I've been thinking more about family changes to come. Jeff?
Well, Candace, the best time is whenever you're thinking that you should. Also, something major happens, it's always a good time to just revisit those beneficiaries. So many times people forget where the beneficiaries were at the time that they set up the account. Great example is we were having a breakfast with all our clients, and one of our clients invited somebody, and they were sitting there, and we were talking about beneficiaries on different accounts, like a 401k, a work account, and how a lot of times it's like back when you started your job. And I saw this gentleman look, and he looked over at his wife, and he said, "Don't let me forget to call when I get home." And I said, "I got to interrupt you.
Oh, no.
I got to ask, what's going on?" And he goes, "Well, I've been divorced about 10 years ago, but I got it. This is the first time I thought about my 401k at work, and I never changed it from my ex-wife."
Oh, my
gosh. When those words came out of his mouth, you should have seen his wife sitting there look at him. going like, you're an idiot. I mean, how could you do that? It happens. We see it all the time when people come in to our office and nobody's been really paying attention to what's going on in their accounts. And we sit down with them and that's something we pay attention to and make sure they're correct. Or somebody passes on and now we call up the client and say, hey, we need to make changes here because, again, you know, you just lost your spouse. So, you know, where's this going to go? Also, the other thing is we want to make sure that when you set up your beneficiaries, they will work even once you're gone. So that's important too. So it's really about, Candace, give us a call. We'll sit down with you. We'll go over all your beneficiaries and we'll help make sure you understand who's getting it, why they're getting it, and how they're going to get it. Call us now, 916-884-2584. We can't wait to talk to you about your dream retirement.
This has been the Monolith Money Show podcast. You can hear the complete edition of the Monolith Money Show every Saturday. And to find out more about the team, visit their website anytime at monolithfinancial.com.
Investment advisory products and services made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, AEWM, a registered investment advisor. Insurance products are offered through the insurance business Monolith Financial Group Incorporated. Monolith Financial Group Incorporated is also an investment advisory practice that offers products and services through AE Wealth Management, LLC, AEWM, a registered investment advisor. AEWM does not offer insurance products. The insurance products offered by Monolith Financial Group Incorporated are not subject to investment advisor requirements. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection, safety, or lifetime income generally refer to fixed insurance products, never securities or investments. Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying abilities of the issuing carrier. This podcast is intended for informational purposes only. It is not intended to be used as the sole basis for financial decisions, nor should it be construed as advice designed to meet the particular needs of an individual situation. Monolith Financial Group Incorporated is not permitted to offer, and no statement made during this show shall constitute tax or legal advice. The firm is not affiliated with or endorsed by the U.S. government or any governmental agency. The information and opinions contained herein provided by third parties have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed by Monolith Financial Group Incorporated. Please remember that converting an employer plan account to a Roth IRA is a taxable event. Increased taxable income from the Roth IRA conversion may have several consequences, including, but not limited to, a need for additional tax withholding or estimated tax payments, the loss of certain tax deductions and credits, and higher taxes on Social Security benefits and higher Medicare premiums. Be sure to consult with a qualified tax advisor before making any decisions regarding your IRA. The National Social Security Advisor Certificate Program, NSSA, is a certification created by the National Social Security Association, a for-profit entity. The NSSA Certificate Program grants a certificate to those who complete the one-day course and pass the proctored assessment. NSSA is independently accredited by the Institute in Credentialing Excellence, ICE. NSSA is not affiliated with nor endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any governmental agency.